Yesterday, I thought the our crowd and the fans were outstanding in the game, and didn't say anything about it last night, but I think it's been a great thing to have, and obviously it'd be great for this week again. But they've really come out, been loud. It's had an effect. Unfortunately, we haven't gotten it done for them, and that's a disappointing thing. But they've been into it, and I think it plays a big part when you have the advantage of playing at home. And we've got to take more advantage of it and finish the game out with that. I thought when you looked at the football game, the thing that back is the penalties in the fourth quarter ended up being very significant. And we had, I think it's four penalties in the fourth quarter that really made an impact, if not five, in the football game, and four of them for sure. So, they played a big effect. Offensively, I thought the key, we were able to run the football directly at them well, do good things that way. Need to be consistent with it. I thought third down, we had some positive third downs when we got into third down, but we still had a couple of, you'd like to, the penalties made them even harder to do, but we did make some plays after that. We have to continue to get better pockets, but Andy a couple times did avoid and make plays out of the pocket, which is good, and we've got to continue to do that. And then defensively, it's kind of the converse, is we didn't get enough four-man pressure on the quarterback or get balls batted in the air. We had the two takeaways, but we have to get some things, we need to get some balls batted in the air. As they're throwing the ball underneath as they do, you look to have some opportunity that way. We contested most of the throws, but you look to have some opportunity with the batted balls and so forth. One of the things that they had done in recent games pretty well is run the football. We did a good job, other than two runs late in the game, taking care of that. And so we have to be just as diligent in every way that way. And then obviously the area that, as I said yesterday, was disappointing was the kickoff return for touchdown. And then our inability to get ours to score with ours when we have some big returns and don't finish them. And then lastly, to get some yardage, to get some things going in a punt return game. So, where we thought we, should have opportunity to make some hay, and we didn't get it done. So that's kind of just a summation of, yesterday's football game. I think one of the holds we got yesterday, was a legitimate call, and we have to do a better job, of getting in better position so that those things don't occur.
Should the PI in the end zone have been more defensive holding? Because it seemed like you guys, on the ensuing drive, similar type play, and that was defensive holding and not PI.
I thought the deep ball to AJ should have been no question pass interference. Ball's in the air. And, from what everybody has told me on our interference call from the TV replay, that we grabbed the receiver a little bit early. I think the receiver's moving for position, and I guess our hand was up and grabbed him. So I haven't watched the TV copy. So, yeah. So, and that's what was called. So, I mean, that's the thing. It's a tight game. I mean, you see that all the time. I mean, that football game last night, the doggone receiver takes the jersey off of the cornerback and doesn't get a call. And conversely, if that happens the other way, it gets called. But that's, you got to get in position. Those are tough plays like that when the ball's up in the air like that. Adam was in very good position. He was on top of the receiver. And you just got to find a way to stay on top because he pushed back through. Yeah.
And the ball is out of the quarterback's hand in both cases, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I know, and yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And that's 20 whatever yards.
It's over. We got to do much better.
Right. Other than the penalties, which obviously caused a major issue, that third down play to Decker, where first down, he's probably going to get, you shouldn't get 30 more yards.
Right, we've got to make tackle. We've got, you know, three people in position to make the play, and we've got to make the tackle. And that ends up being a play that, you know, very similar to the next two plays later, the interference penalty that get the ball down there on the 1 yard line. I mean, you got to keep making plays and make them go the length of the field, and you have more opportunity to make plays rather than giving up that chunk 30 yard gain.
How'd you think Lamar did for his debut?
I thought Emmanuel did some good things. He was involved in a lot of plays and got his hands on the ball and so forth, and, you know, he did what we expected him to do.
One of the times that you did get pressure on Manning was involving Lamar, and Clemens kind of in a little, Lamar's at the line of scrimmage, and he's deep, a little bit different pre-snap, post-snap kind of look. Other than that, though, Manning never really got hit. He wasn't.
You know, a couple times we got our hands on him as he's releasing the ball, which he's going to, you know, we know he's going to release the ball if he has a guy open. Does an incredible job of the pocket presence and finding the receiver. But, you know, all day long, you got to get, you know, you want to get more pressure, at least get the ball up in the air, because a lot of those throws are coming in at 7, 8, 10 yards. And so you got to get, you know, you're looking for to get opportunity to get your hands on the ball. Ball's not going vertical very often.
Talk about a lot of bad plays being 10 people doing the right thing and one guy doing the wrong thing. Was that the case on the kick return, or was it more a breakdown of the unit as a whole?
Well, we had some guys break down at the, you know, we did a nice job of getting the play aborted from their part, and their player made a good cut, and then, you know, we got to get off blocks. I mean, that's the key to playing against a smallish returner like that, is get off blocks and get opportunity to make a tackle, because he's a good cut runner. And, you know, we don't get off the blocks in good enough spots and kind of get tugged on the backside a little bit, but we got to get there and make the play.
How close? A couple of them with tape looked like they were very close to going.
Yeah, they're well executed, well blocked. And then Brandon, you know, he hits it hard, and we just got to keep working, and we'll, you know, pop those through there. And, you know, he's got to trust his speed once in a while and continue to go and make the guy make an open field tackle. You know, he ran through the one tackle. He's got to consistently do that and make their specialists make an open field tackle. Don't cut back into the pursuit.
Could it be an aggression, Coach? I know it's something people are waiting on that for a long time. Right?
Well, I think Jermaine's had a lot of big games thus far this season. I think he keeps playing well. And did a good job yesterday, and you know, made some, you know, important catches. Unfortunately, had the one drop, which, you know, we got to eliminate. You know, we seem to come up with one of those every week, but we got to work hard to eliminate that, and just, you know, trying to run with the ball before he's got it, and you know, stay with it. But you know, he keeps growing, and that's a good thing. He's got a lot of ability, and we know we're counting on him to do great things.
Kind of challenge guys for more leadership, and obviously after four in a row, that's going to be a major impact as well. Are you seeing that through the week, and expect some more of that this week, obviously, in the Giants coming forward here?
Yes.
With respect to their pressure, the pressure that they put on with Doomerville and Miller, was there any thought to, you know, chip in or, you know, tight end in there to help? Or did you feel like in most instances there was time for Andy to get rid of the football and they passed you well enough where you could hold it?
Well, there's variable things you got to do in protection. And, you know, we chip some. We're going to do different things with the protection. And we did a pretty good job executing it in the first half. We got to keep being consistent with it all throughout, and certainly when the game's on the line, we got to give the quarterback an opportunity to deliver the ball and have clean pockets.
How did Trevor play before he yanked his hamstring a little bit? How was he doing in there?
I mean, he had some good, you know, he did okay, fared well. I mean, he's done good jobs. Every chance he gets to play, he does a good job.
Crocker played almost the entire game yesterday. Is he kind of taking over that one safety spot?
We moved our guys around a little bit to get to what we thought were the best matchups we could. and you know, as far as their personnel and so forth. And Chris did well yesterday and things, and you know, this will be a different week. We'll see how we go this week, you know, with things. But you know, we do have, you know, some flexibility and some guys that you know, are competing to play, and we want to keep making sure we get to try to get the best we can, the what's the right combination of guys and drive back there, Joe, and give us an opportunity to win.
J.K. Schaefer is a guy who you had in for a couple weeks ago and had a good workout. It seemed like with the roster moves you made on Friday, that created a spot for him.
Yes, yeah, created a spot for J.K. to come to the practice squad. So he'll be with us beginning this week.
What did you like about him when you guys saw him?
Well, I mean, he was a productive player at UC, and you know, I think he has a good opportunity to develop as an NFL linebacker. Let's see, you know, how good he can get and be. But he's a good guy to have in the program and begin the train. He's a smart kid, and you know, a guy that played tough and physical. And you know, let's see, you know, just, you know, you never know until you start, you know, being around the guy and the guys and the coaches coaching him. But it seems like he has a lot of the traits you're looking for. Well, there's a lot, you have a lot of have conversion off of the play pass. There's, you know, some play pass in there and so forth. And I think we, you know, that's the one thing is we really, you know, really sold our guys on, you know, we got to defend the run this week. You know, they, you know, knocked, you know, New Orleans around a week ago, and the team before they played before that, they had knocked them around pretty good. And we knew it was going to be important, San Diego and you know, bits and pieces of that game. And it was important that we did a good job of staying gapped and not, you know, arm over and getting up the field and open up big running seams. And so you got to take that next level and into the conversion. They do some things to protect with a little bit more at times, you know, to keep him to have the ability to scan the field like they do. So that's the one part of it too. And so when we get on a tight end like that, when they have opportunity, we got to, you know, hope to win and get better pressure that way. But you know, again, when you lose, you're not satisfied with much you do. So we got to do some good, better things. And one of the things that would help us in that game yesterday is, based on all those throws coming so shallow, is to get somebody in the face, get your hands up, get some of those balls tipped or batted in the air.
The fact that he's 6'5", legit 6'5", and you know, he releases the ball at a high point.
No, he's throwing the ball downhill a lot. But we've got some, you know, guys that can, you know, get in his face. And you know, some of the things they've had this year, they've had some tip balls in some of their games. And that's what you look for against that offense, you know, because he's not going to, you know, if he can help it, he's not going to take the hit. He's going to move away from the pressure. As he moved outside the pocket, we went underneath, he jumps outside the pocket and does what he does. And you got to have the next guy scraping and getting in his face. And, you know, when you do that, you have an opportunity to you know, be flashing at the ball, and you've got more chances.
Something you've always stressed, you guys have always done a good job of just turning the ball over, and it just really hasn't happened yet this year. The first pick by a corner, I think, yesterday. Anything you completely think about, Coach?
No. You know, I think you'd probably find it probably in the interceptions are somewhat down across the league, but, you know, you just have to keep doing it. And getting some balls batted in the air and kind of some of the easy ones that, you know, we're not getting.
Did your running game take a step forward in terms of consistency, in your opinion?
I thought in the things that some of the things we were doing, yes. You know, we knew that was a fast defense, and you had to create opportunity to run the football outside a little bit. We ran the ball interiorly pretty well. And we were, you know, 4 or 5 yards. I think they had a couple games where we only got one or two, but mostly it was 4 or 5 yard gains throughout. And if you do that, you're going to feel pretty good about it. But, you know, we're not breaking the big run. We're not breaking the 15, 20-yard, 25-yard run. And we got to do that. And in order to do that, too, you got to continue to block well at wide receiver. Thought we had some progressive points that way. We got to keep that up.
Coach,
conversely, the run defense forced them to a lot of 1 yards and no gains, and I think biggest run was only like 10 to 12.
Yeah, it was the 2 runs at the end of the game. They had the 10-yard run on the outside, and then the trap in there, and then they had to run off the pressure there on third down and got the ball down before the last touchdown, were the two, you know, largest runs in the same drive. So, again, we just got to be consistent. In both those cases, you know, we don't play them as well as we had played those particular plays when we were in a pressure and when we were in a base defense. We got to play the run just the same all the time.
You did have, A.J. get almost his 100 yards and Rush got over 100. The other side of the field, the other receiver, you know, that guy who was trying to get to produce at the second receiver position, how did you feel the progression was there?
Well, we got some opportunity. We didn't make as many plays as you'd like. We kind of got run into on a deep ball wide open and some of those things. So we just got to keep, that's what I told them today. You have to keep going. You got to run. If you want to get if you're getting contact, whatever, down the field or held, you have to run in order to get through it or else you're going to get locked down. And that stays consistent with that. So we just have to keep going. They got to be more precise. If the read takes them over to that side, Andy back over to that side, then they got to be free and be able to make a football play. You know, they got to make a great catch or a big catch or whatever catches is and make the play. But the tight end and AJ did good things yesterday with their opportunity.
Thank you.